I'm with Chris Brown, the general manager of the Elves Club. And Chris, you must be a very proud man today, the first day of the Dubai Open, the inaugural tournament here at the Elves Club. Are you happy?
Yeah, so far so good. We're through the first stage of today's golf. We've got the second 2-tee start underway at the moment, and the feedback from all the players has been excellent thus far. Yeah, I mean, the weather's now just picked up, so we're expecting a little bit more wind in the afternoon's play, but generally speaking, the scores are reflective of the course setup. Nobody's out there at the moment doing anything silly. No 62s, no 61s thus far, so yeah, the course setup is going to be a good challenge for them, and as the wind picks up over the afternoon, I'm sure we'll start to see the boys tested even further.
It really, I guess, from your perspective, is to an extent at this stage of the tournament, mission accomplished, because it's been a long road to get to this stage, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. It has been a long way from where we've been, but we're starting to see the club come to its full potential now, and I think this event just solidifies our positioning within the Middle East region. It's just amazing that, you know, Troon Golf now have two properties that are hosting World Championship events, and we look forward to continuing from strength to strength.
And the important thing is, I guess, to get out to the public Friday and Saturday in particular. You're very keen to get people here. It's free entry anyway, so people can come down at any time. But Friday and Saturday in particular, I think you're really focusing on getting the families here, aren't you?
Yeah, we've set up a family zone in the events lawn here at the club. And we've brought up all the Dubai Sports City's various business units, Michelle Salgado's soccer school, Spanish soccer schools, Butch Harmon School of Golf are going to be represented, and we're all trying to really bring it all together as a family area and advertise what Dubai Sports City has to offer, which, to be perfectly honest, is phenomenal now. You know, with the ICC here and how well they're doing, I think the family zone over the weekend will be extremely popular, and we've also brought in some Asian cuisines just to mix things up a little bit.
Chris, thank you very much, and all the best for the rest of the tournament.
Thank you. Thank you very much.